Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good, like a soul that's lost the blue. And I'm feeling very, very good. Oh, at last, my blues pass. And I'm free from the blues that have tortured me. And I'm feeling mighty, mighty good. I've got my coat, I got my hat. I'm gonna walk out and celebrate. I don't cry no more, no, no. I don't need a shoulder I hate. Feel like spring, I can sing. They're gonna swing from now on and never lose the groove. And I'm shouting cause I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, good, good. Feeling good, like a soul that's lost the blue. And I'm feeling mighty, mighty good. Tortured me, and I'm shouting cause I'm feeling good. I've got my coat, I got my hat. I'm gonna walk out and celebrate. I don't cry no more, no, 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 no. I don't need a shoulder I hate. Feel like spring, and I can sing. We're gonna swing from now on and never lose the groove. And I'm shouting.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC, and this is a special show today. This is so special because today I have with me the two other pieces of Three Generations. I have Mimi Johnson, who is my only daughter. Hi, Mimi.
Hey, Ma.
How you doing?
I am fabulous, absolutely. How are you?
I'm breezy in breezy Boynton Beach.
Okay.
And we are joined by the third leg of Three Generations, Papa Duke, Mookie Duke. Hey.
The Mookie, yes. How we feeling?
All righty. And I hear another little voice back there. Who is that?
This is Jackanese with the cuisine.
Oh, hey. Japanese?
Cuisine? Jackanese.
Jackanese. Okay.
That food is big spoon in the house.
Big spoon cooking on the line.
All right. Well, since we've got Mimi, I played Feeling Good, which is the title tune of my debut CD that was released in 1995 in Sicily, Italy. That's what you just heard. Now, we've got to find a tune by the great Mimi Johnson. I'm looking through all of my songs, and this is the one that
later we're going to have a tune by the Papa Duke called Bag Lady.
That's right. But right now, we're going to listen to Lovely by Mimi.
Lovely, incredible, like a star flying in the sky, and the moon shining.
There is nothing. lovely when I think of you.
Incredible.
All I know is you're a dream come true.
Incredible.
Every day and night, wanna be with you.
Incredible.
In my heart, I love it so, I love it so brand new.
And that was Lovely by Mimi Johnson. And that's featured on one of our CDs. I'm not sure which one, but you can look on wijsf.org at the CD page. Just click CDs, and you'll see which of our compilation CDs that song is on. So, Mimi Johnson, talk to me about writing that song.
I wrote that song for my third husband. And it was such a lovely experience. I also wrote one for my second husband, who was Glenn Johnson, who was and is my soulmate. But after he passed away, maybe about 7-8 years later, I remarried. And I wrote that song for him. I'm not going to say his name. He know who he is. But he was so lovely. He was so lovely, and he was so inspiring, and he was very young, but he was very helpful and attentive. And so I wrote that song for my third husband because he was a really good guy and still is, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you listen to the lyrics, you know, lovely when I think of you. I think that everybody should have at least one person when they think of that person, they think of love. At least one person. So it's a love song, and everybody can relate.
Okay. Now, Mookie, tell me, how many songs have you written so far?
Oh, I am Atlanta's finest rapper up in the trapper. You know, I am the Papa Duke. The Papa like the daddy, the Duke like the dookie, and I specialize in having special lines. And if you see it clear enough, then you'll have you some special eyes. I got a whole lot to say, and, you know, I'm just kind of bringing in some of that new school rhythm with some of how the young folks do our music. With a little bit of a switch from the early 2000s, maybe late 90s type of rap as well. Some of the OBJs of the world, the Craig Macks of the world, definitely looking to inspire a Busta Rhymes type of flow with some of the new school levels of rap that we have. But I am a poet. And that's going to be one of my very favorite things, always poet.
Okay. Well, your feet show it. You're Longfellows. So we're going to play Bag Lady by Papa Duke. Here we go.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Oh, the Tyrone with the bad lady. Don't you know I'm going on and on with the bad lady? Yeah, it's the other side of the game with the bad lady. Do you know she drive me insane? Yeah, the bad lady. This is the next lifetime with the bad lady. She be my next lifeline with the bad lady. Hey, Mary Jane, hey, Mary Jane. Sun got been green and bright in a way. Better yet, I got some lights to smoke. Better bet it brighten up your day. MJ Sunshine. Trying to feel marijuana's power, smoking pretty purple flowers, raise up raw weed and THC showers. Am I high working towards the hustle? Like I can't find my grinder, let's remind them. I can't hear shit you say, my it's loud around me. Flawless bitches surround me, searching for that will brown devour the gorgeous dark and shorty. I just saw smiling. Hey, but I'll be frank. Go take your ocean, suck on your pink matter, licking the clip, forcing orgasms. I gotta stay ready while eating that pussy. The head honcho, the dope ass, that all you turn her to my edible. Drive it to remark. Pleasurable, come is inevitable. Oh.
Okay, so Mookie, I did ask you, how many songs have you written so far?
That's a very good question. Full, complete songs, I'd say about 10 or 11. I have quite a few love songs that are meant for R&B artists.
Really?
And about, definitely. I have some things that I personally am not able to sing, just like how my dad used to do, write for Mimi. Trouble used to write and have my mom on the singing because he couldn't, but he could song write. And I think that I have developed that same type of gift with some practice. I think I rap better than I write, but I would want to say about 11 total, including some love songs that you'll never hear me sing, about 8 rap songs.
All right. And you and your mother perform monthly. So talk to us about that.
Go ahead, Ma.
No, you.
Oh, me, yes.
You.
The Ma and Pop show. We are at, it's called The Core, which is a day spa where we are allowed to have concert-like type of performances. And we do a live showcase, and we give some of our artists an opportunity to win money based on crowd participation and raw talent. In Atlanta, developing some of these new artists, helping them with a platform for cheap where they can express themselves and experience the Ma and Pop show, which is the only mother-daughter rap group known. I Googled it. There ain't nobody else doing what we're doing.
Well, that's like when Mimi and I did Jazz Meets Hip Hop.
Jazz Meets Hip Hop.
In the 90s, right? So Mimi, talk about Jazz Meets Hip Hop.
Shwee ba doo dee doo dee da ba 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 da dee doo da ba dee doo da.
Jazz Meets Hip Hop.
So we have a group called Caustic Games. That's on our label. CausticEntertainmentGroup.com, along with Papa Duke and Mimi Johnson, my solo work. And CausticDames.com is an R&B hip-hop soul group. And so we traveled the world with Joan Cartwright all over Europe, Switzerland, of course, America, North America. And we decided to put one of our songs, which is Urban Commando, we decided to put a remix on it. So when we put the remix on it, Urban Commando, Eastsider, Knife Rider, Soldier, Dog Walker, Dope Fola, Cola than the polar, it stay in time, shine brighter than the solar. And then Joan comes in, shwee, shwee, jazz meets hip hop. And so that experience of bringing the genres together, bringing the hip-hop and jazz together and touring worldwide with one of the most prolific and profound artists on this planet. Just look up JoanCartwright.com, Google, too. And it was exciting because we were bridging the gap, as other artists have done as well, be it through live performance or even just when people were sampling from old school music. So it's a beautiful relationship between the two genres that, you know, older people that like jazz will love that track, and then people that like hip hop will love the track as well and will love the performance as well. So jazz meets hip hop is genius.
Well, it's so interesting that we have moved from jazz meets hip hop to you and Mookie performing together. And what do you call your music that you perform together?
So, okay, first of all, I have to say hello to my beautiful little queen, my mini me, and also my beautiful big mama queen, my empress me. You know, doing music with the both of you and me being stuck right in the middle is like the white part of the Oreo cookie. Right. And so the Ma and Pop Show, log on to themaandpopshow.com. The Ma and Pop Show. Mookie and I, first of all, Mookie grew up in the studio. Since she was 2-3 years old, she's been around music and in music development, music production, being in the studio. So it's really not that surprising to me that she is such an excellent artist. When we rhyme together, all we see is people's mouths drop. Like, what just happened? Okay? Almost like a person in a parachute, and when they hit the ground, like, oh, that was nice. That's Papa Duke and Mimi Johnson. So the Ma and Pop Show, Papa Duke came up with the a show brand. And then we went outside and took some photos. Jackanese, thank you very much, our photographer, took some photos. And then we used those photos to brand our products. And which is the Ma and Pop Show. So March 22nd, we have our show, open mic. We give away $200, first, second, and third prize. And we just basically have a platform where people can come and they can show out. Like, come and do your best work. You got 3 minutes on this stage. You know, win some money and enjoy the experience. And it's just a wonderful experience to be performing with my daughter, because I really didn't think that she was going to be an artist. I thought she would be more on the CEO side, which she is, because, you know, she's an heir of Tower Thrones, so she's going to be CEO anyway. But I'm just saying, I really thought that she was going to be more on the, like, management side, publishing, copyright side, but she is on the stage. And I'm going to tell you something. That stage, just like I say, is my heaven. That stage is that little woman's heaven. When she gets on that stage, something comes out of her, just like with Joan and just Joan Cartwright and just like with Mimi Johnson, and it's a heaven that people love and adore. I sit in the audience and watch my baby perform, and I'm like, yes.
Okay. I'm going to play this song by Mimi now. Don't Stop Love.
Don't stop.
Wow. but I'm not worried at all.
I'm never out of time.
No time for games, no different name.
I plan for everything to be the same.
And it's a shame.
Why people hurt you many different ways.
Oh, I can't let that get me down, no.
Don't stop giving love, baby. I won't stop giving love.
Have a question for Mookie, and Mimi has a question for Mookie. I'm going to ask my question first. Mookie, do you remember ever seeing me perform?
You're asking, Mookie? Do I remember seeing you?
Yes.
Yes, I remember seeing you perform. Mm-hmm. Well, you and Mimi with jazz and hip hop. It was very different for me because at the time we were getting into the Atlanta's like crunk stage where everything was get something crunk in your system, you know, like this hype music. So to hear my mom's very calm music, except Urban Commando, which was rowdy too, and then to have the jazz go in there, I was a little bit young to understand jazz, but now I can look back and I can say that was really innovative and extremely different than what we hear now. So I have a greater appreciation for it.
Cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Mimi's question is. Okay, Mimi.
My question to Papa Duke is, what gave you the inspiration and when did you start to realize that you were a writer and started writing and wanted to be a performer? And what gave you the inspiration to get out there on the stage and do it?
Very good question. I always wrote. I always did little poems that was inspired by you, Dad, Trouble, Joan, everybody. Everybody that's in our family that's already writing. I knew I wanted to be big on communication, and there's no better message that you can send than to give it some rhythm, give it some blues, give it some beat, or some type of a structure like poetry. So I've always written poetry, always. What I found out is after my job with Verizon, I was working, just capitalism, sell. I wanted to see what I needed to do to remove or, like, release my creative side. I started trying to paint. I remember painting. I liked it. But then I said, I'm going to just do a piece with poetry. I'm going to just see how people respond to it. And it was about my zodiac sign. A lot of people liked it. So that gave me some encouraging pieces so that I could continue. And then I wrote my first beat song where I already had what I had to rhyme with. I just needed a beat. And I flowed with it. It just flowed. And I felt like Mimi. I felt like Puss in Boots. I had been around rap all my life, so it was very easy for me to be intricate with the words and develop flow patterns and schemes. So that part just came natural from practice, from generational talent.
Okay.
And how old were you when you got on your point, when you did your first stage show? How old were you?
Mm-hmm. 26. I was 26.
And you're 30 now.
And I am 30 now, yes. So not a whole lot of time and experience, but I like to use y'all as experience because I have been watching
y'all
studying to an extent. So to me, it feels like I've been performing for 30 years because y'all have been performing for, together, 100 years plus.
Oh, God. You can say that again. Me and my mama at least had about 130.
130 years together. A lot of great experience. So, you know, that can't be bought. It has to be appreciated, of course.
Yes, indeed.
And so I have a question. So I forgot.
It'll come right back to
you. All right, well, I will say log on to MJTV Network and you will see TV shows with the three of us. Not all on the same set, but Last Man, Mookie, stars as Gloria, and Women at Work, Joan Cartwright stars as, oh, Lord, what's the character that I wrote you as? Oh, God, there's so many characters and so many TV shows.
Her name was, it was French, remember?
It was Miss Fifi.
Fifi.
Miss Fifi.
Fifi Devereaux or something like that.
Right. And then also MJTheaterCafe.info where we perform our live stage plays. We took the TV show Women at Work and we turned it into a stage play where Mookie plays Papa Duke, plays Cloisha,
mm-hmm.
who is a ghetto secretary. It's funny. It's comedy. And so even working that kind of work on set with theater and with television, MJTVNetwork.com, and theater, MJTheaterCafe.info, it gave us a whole new perspective of how we can work together, how we could, you know, perform together. So, and my mother introduced me, Joan introduced me at a very early age to jazz and blues. So I grew up singing Billie Holiday. And so my mother was the one that inspired me because of Women in Jazz South Florida, Women in Jazz Global, which is our 501c3, and we promote and book women composers and musicians and also vocalists worldwide. But also the lecture part and her story, the story of, you know, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, and the men that they've worked with, Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, Miles Davis. It gave me a whole influence So by the time I became a grown woman, I was like, ooh, I could play. I got booked for a show that they needed a Billie Holiday. And out of 400 people, out of 400 women in Atlanta, they chose me to be her in this play. And then so I wrote yet another play about her life. And Mookie is the host. So she is the she introduces the show. So finding different ways that we can work together artistically is something that is really like nobody's really doing that. Nobody's bridging the gaps. And I think that's really important. So when we said, well, let's name the show Three Generations of Us, because we're three generations that are linked. And I think that that's really, really important for generations, male and female, to be linked.
Well, the only mother-daughter team that I can think of are the Judds, the country western mother and daughter duo. Diana Ross's daughter, Tracy, isn't that her name? Tracy
Ellis.
Yes.
But she leaned a little bit towards production and art and acting.
She sings too.
She sings too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's very good. Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm going to look that up then. Okay.
Yeah. But she did a whole movie as a vocalist. She was I just watched it, I think.
Yeah.
She did a whole movie.
I would love to see her. Go ahead.
She did a movie where she was a star, like a mother. And her daughter didn't know her. She gave her daughter to the father. And then they reconciled. Oh, that was good. So, yeah, a lot of times in the music industry, the next generation just doesn't follow. But here
but
we are.
I think it's up to the generation before to build the connection and not disconnect. Because what happens is that we say to our children, oh, that music is, oh, my God, what kind of music is that? They did it in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, you know. And so I listen to the music that Mookie listens to, the crunk music, because I had crunk music in my life too, but a different kind. And you had crunk music in your life, Mom, Joan, a different kind. And I think that we should not ever think that any generation is the best music. Like, it's all the best music. Because it all comes from us. So from your blues and R&B to my hip-hop and R&B, I'm sorry, your blues and jazz, Mom, to my hip-hop and R&B, to Mookie's poetry and hip-hop, all of it is beautiful. And as long as we respect and listen to the next generation's music. You know how many people went crazy over their kids listening to rock and roll? They were throwing their kids out of the house. Like, you can't listen to that, or you turn that off, or you can't live here. Rock and roll. You know, and then the hippies that came with the Jimi Hendrix era. Those parents weren't happy. So my thing is that don't be like that. Like, enjoy your next generation's music and their next generation's music. And I believe that that's where we respect each other, and that's why we're so connected.
Well, I'm going to play my lyrics to Dizzy Gillespie's song, Night in Tunisia.
Yes.
Thank you. was a beautiful night in Tunisia. She followed him back to his door. The hour was late when he seized her, but she hung around for more. The mystery started unfolding, exciting adventure befell. The end of that night in Tunisia left exotic dreams to tell. Warm was the kiss his lips kept taking, breathless was she, her inner vision forsaken. She remembers the night in Tunisia as a moment of magic explored. And each time she comes back to Tunisia, he finds her waiting at his door. The night of their body's delight. Night of their body's delight. The mystery started unfolding, exciting adventure befell. The end of that night in Tunisia left exotic dreams to tell. She remembers the night in Tunisia as moments of magic explore. And each time she comes back to Tunisia, he finds her waiting at his door. Comes running back for more. It was a night in Tunisia, another way.
Dr. Lonnie Smith. Dr. Lonnie Smith on keyboard. He can make a keyboard sound like a whole church choir.
Yeah, that song is amazing. So I am
really
going to produce eventually Social Butterfly, my mother's songs, and it will be 12 songs of Joan Cartwright songs. And I think I'm grown enough now. You know, I had to wait for my maturity to step in as an artist, because it's this serious when you produce your parents, your mother's or father's songs. So I want everybody to go to Joan Cartwright and go to lulu.com. There are over 14 books that you need to go and purchase. So again, it's joancartwright.com. Go to her books at lulu.com, lulu.com, and make sure you purchase a copy of Joan Cartwright's books, because every book is incredible. Every book has a story to tell, and everyone can relate to at least one of those books. Also, I needed for everyone to go to musicwomanmagazine.com and musicmanmagazine.com and make sure that you purchase an ad, and also become a member of Women in Jazz South Florida, WIJSF.com, and become a member. But the magazine will be released very soon, so we're looking forward to getting a few more advertisers that want to promote their talents, shows, events, businesses in our magazine. It will be an e-magazine, and also we will have distribution for the Tangible magazine as well worldwide. So I want everybody to just check that out, and make sure you log on and check out all of our family businesses at mjgenerationalwealth.us, mjgenerationalwealth.us.
Okay, great.
Now I got a plug.
Public service announcement number 325. Now, what about your plans for... Do you want to talk about your plans for your little cafe?
So we have a piece of property in Asheville that was passed down from my great-grandmother on my maternal side, Harriet, to my grandmother, Charlotte, to my mother, Joan, to me, Mimi, and will be passed down to Papa Duke, Mookie. And this is, it's Renee's Cafe, B&B. It's going to be a bed and breakfast and a cafe in Asheville, North Carolina. Just stay tuned for that. And you will see at the website at mjgenerationalwealth.us where you can simply click on the link for Renee's Cafe, and it will take you to the website where you can contact and leave your information so that we can give you more information when we're ready to open. So Mookie, Papa Duke, and Jackanese Big Spoon, they're the primary executive administrators and management of our cafe. So they will be cooking, they will be hiring for community, you know, uplifting and employment, and also to give service for a cyberspace cafe, a bed and breakfast, Airbnb, and then, you know, just a little cafe in the front where it's going to be like, you know, a barista and, you know, muffins and sandwiches, and also Big Spoon Jackanese food. So just stay tuned for that. All of that will be at the website. And I know that my girls are looking forward to that, aren't you, Jackanese and Papa Duke?
Yes. definitely looking forward to being part of the team that's going to continue to run the many services that we'll have at the property. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
And we're so, all about generational wealth. So we want to create situations that we can pass down to our children and their children and their children for us to be wealthy and for us to live good and also provide services that people will like. And we're also going to do some open mics up in there, you know, and have some jazz going on. It's going to be really beautiful.
Okay, Mimi, do you have a song called Together?
No.
No, that's not your song. Okay, so what are you and Jack cooking tonight, Mookie?
Right? You know I know where you live at.
Correct. You do know where I live. Yes. Tonight will unfortunately be takeout for Chinese because I have a kink event today. But here's the thing. The kicker tomorrow, Saturday, we are creating a meal prep to make sure that by Tuesday we're marinating everything that we need tomorrow for jerk chicken and jerk shrimp for Tuesday taco for Taco Tuesday. So it is still always about we're food preparing. Usually we do food preps on Friday to make sure we're ready by Sunday and be able to distribute food between Tuesdays and Fridays again. So.
Okay, Mimi, what do you like that they cook best?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I can't.
You're not going to have an answer.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything. Whatever they cook, I'm there. And then when I go to their house, literally, I pack a bag and stay for like 2 or 3 days. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not playing about these two little sisters right here. You hear me? So I know they already know. When Mama says she coming, you know, have my sleeping area ready for me, roll all my clean towels and my clean linen and plenty of food. And if I got the Cash App, I got a Cash App. So you
right.
can get everything you need, those girls. What we would like to do is have a truck. They could just go around from, you know, place to place and have a schedule to be able to sell their food. So we're going to work on that as well while they're in Atlanta. Soon they will be in Asheville, but for right now, they'll be in Atlanta, and we want to get a food truck. So I'm working on getting the funding together for that. Now, Papa Duke and Jackanese, y'all have an event tonight. So tell everybody about your, just, you know, a couple of minutes about your event or 30 seconds, whatever.
Yes, it won't take too long. There's a very good friend of mine here that puts on sensual events, and I started a sensual poetry event about 2 years ago. This is a book release for Genesis. Her name is Genesis. Her second book called Speak Up Love. Speak Up Love. So it is available on Amazon and I do believe in like maybe small markets like Etsy. And she goes by Divine 888. So she has these erotic and kink books that are, you know, self-published. She's an entrepreneur. She sells her books along with other services like meditation and metaphysical products. And we've linked that together. We've linked jewelry making, rapping, poetry, all of the arts. We create a space. So tonight there's going to be burlesque dancing. There's going to be sensual poetry. I am hosting the event for the second book that Genesis has published. So
and they can reach the Papa Duke. What's your IG so that they can go and see where it's located in Atlanta if they want to come?
Yeah, Papa Duke the Poet. So PAPADOOK. I'll pop right on up.
Oops. Okay. So today, March 12th, is the official birthday of Women in Jazz South Florida. We are 14 years old today. And we have 6 CDs of women's music. We have on TuneCore on March 23rd, the 7th CD of the Best Of will release on TuneCore in digital form. Then the 8th CD of women's music will release in April. Also, the 3rd issue of Music Woman magazine, combined with Music Man magazine, will publish in April. We're very excited. We got a $2,500 printing grant again from Conquest Graphics. So we're very excited about spring. We're going to go out with the song that I'm putting on the CD. This is mine, and it's dedicated to everybody in the world.
And I just want to say real quick, make sure on March 22nd, log on to Eventbrite for the Mayan Pop Show open mic. We'll see you there.
Okay. Thanks, Mookie, for being here. We love you. And the next time, we need more music from you.
I will have more music available for you. I have some right now on SoundCloud. I am a poet and a live performer, you know. So I do have some things that are available.
Say you're down, you won't cry.
Okay.
Let me give you good advice. Hold your head up and just tell the blues bye-bye. Hold your head up and say bye-bye to the blues.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures.